Our next guest on Downtown has been working in television and movies for, more than half of his life. You've seen him in shows like Supernatural, heard him on Family Guy, in the movies We Bought a Zoo. But these days, starring in the smash CBS summer series Under the Dome, which has its season 3 premiere and a 2-hour episode tonight at 9 o'clock locally on WABI TV Channel 5. Colin Forde joins us. He plays Joe McAllister on the show. Colin, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. How's everybody? Hope everybody's having a great day.
We are. It's beautiful here. It's kind of like being under a dome. It's sunny and 75 all the time here these days. It's great.
But nice.
We're excited to see what happens here. You left us with a bit of a cliffhanger last season.
That's right. I mean, we have a lot of really, really exciting stuff, especially for everybody tonight because we had that 2-hour special. So I think everybody, you know, we left you on a cliffhanger, and we usually do that. With every episode, and so I think tonight, you know, people will be pretty excited to get to see what happens in that second episode instead of being left on a hook right off the bat.
You know, I was reading something from Neil Baer, your showrunner, who said the opener tonight is kind of a reset for the series to maybe take it in a different direction, and maybe we start learning some more things about the Dome. Is that a safe bet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think people are going to be shocked when they see how season 3 opens. I think that they're going to be a little bit confused, and a lot of their old questions might get answered, but they're going to have a lot of new questions as well.
Now, frankly, I was kind of skeptical when people were heading down that hole last year at the end of the season. I thought this is not going to work out well. I know you can't give too much away, but I'm guessing that's not going to be it. There is no easy way out. Is that safe to say?
Oh, 100%. I mean, when you think you found a way out, something else comes up, and there's always a twist and turn down every single way out.
Now, I don't know if you know this, the radio station that we're on, Colin, is actually owned by Stephen King.
I heard that. That's incredible. That's super awesome, especially, you know, because we have our season 3 premiere tonight, so I'm super excited that you guys had me on.
Well, we're very excited about it, too, and I understand that we start to see your life on the show as Joe McAllister go in some new directions. Can you tell us what might be happening with Joe and Nori and Hunter?
Oh, well, we actually have a lot of interesting stuff this season, and I think, you know, our audience loves the Jory, Joe, and Nori vibes that we've put on in the first two seasons, but I think, you know, they're going to be surprised when they find out that Hunter might be trying to weasel himself into the mix, and we'll see how Nori responds to that and whether her heart stays with Joe or maybe, you know, she goes into another direction with another guy.
Now, I'm also reading some of the advance notices about the show, too, and this seems hard to believe, but Big Jim and Julia end up on the same side this season.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of different alliances are formed and a lot of different things happen in order to make Chester's Mill a safer place or to just figure out how to get this dome over our heads gone. So a lot of different people team up, and a lot of people, even though they may not necessarily like each other under the dome, have to deal with each other and work and use each other's resources in order to get by.
We're talking with Colin Forde from CBS TV's Under the Dome, the season premiere tonight at 9 o'clock locally on WABI TV Channel 5. Some new additions to the cast. You've already got a great cast, and you bring in this year a couple of real pros in Eric LaSalle and Mark Helgenberger.
That's right, and we also have a new name, Kylie Bunbury, as well. They've been a great addition to our cast. You know, we all kind of get together when we're not working and hang out, and we kind of threw them into our, you know, hangouts right off the bat, and we've kind of become a close little family with our new members already.
Now, when you're doing a show like this that's so episodic in nature and nothing stands alone, people have to pay attention and know what's going on. For the actors, how far in advance do you know what's happening with your characters in the storyline?
I'm going to be honest with you, not very far in advance. You know, we'll film one episode, and then kind of while we're filming, you know, about halfway through that one, we might get the script for the following episode. And so it's kind of like the audience seeing it on screen week by week. We kind of, while we're filming, we get the episodes week by week. And so it's just as exciting for us to kind of pick up that script out of our trailers and read what happens next and kind of dive into that just like it is for the audience watching it at home. So it's a really similar experience, actually, for us.
It seems like it must be a lot of fun to work on the show, too. So many people in the cast, and obviously an interesting storyline to be involved in for actors. Is it a fun group to be around every day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of, like, on-set, like, running jokes that go on. You know, we have a really cool schedule. Not all of us, you know, work every single day. So, like, and then, like, like I said earlier, in the new season especially, we have a lot of new, you know, alliances and enemies and people working together and against each other. So a lot of people, a lot of the cast will get to interact with cast members that they didn't as much in previous seasons. And like you said, new cast members as well. So it's been a lot of fun, and then just been a really, like, collective, great group effort that's just been a good time.
Now, you do an awful lot of voice work, too. We mentioned Family Guy, several years of work on Jake and the Neverland Pirates, and all, that must be a different mindset as well. Is that easier, or is that a bit more challenging when all you have to create a character is your voice?
I think sometimes, like you said, you know, it can be a little bit more challenging at times, and also I think it can be a little bit easier. I mean, I can hop up out of bed and I don't have to necessarily worry about how I look. So I get to kind of just start, you know, focusing on that character. But like you said, you know, the only thing you can manipulate is your voice to kind of find that character. And that can be kind of difficult sometimes and take a lot of practice and a lot of different takes just because it's got to sound right. And I might go out of a character's voice and start to kind of creep into my own. And you just got to make sure that you keep it, you know, for that character. So it can be difficult, but it's its own fun time as well.
Anything else of note that we should know about coming up in your career? Any surprises that you can let us in on here, Colin?
I wouldn't say there's any surprises going on right now. I mean, I'm just trying to finish up this. We're finishing up the third season down here in Wilmington, North Carolina, and then you know, I'm going to try to do something, you know, fun. Maybe do another project over the hiatus, but I haven't necessarily found that yet. So we'll see what's next for me. I hope something fun, but I also just hope that we get renewed for another season.
Well, the show's a smash. Of course, we love it up here with the Stephen King connection, but most of all, it's really great television with a terrific cast. We look forward to the season 3 premiere tonight. Good luck to Joe McAllister, but most of all, good luck to you, Colin, and thanks so much for making time for us.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thanks for having me. I'd love to come back on anytime.